tied to the mast, the perfect voice driving you on, driving you with need, driving you deeper. Absolutely pleasured out of your mind with desire to obey anything this voice presents to you. Let that take over. The urge to obey, because unlike Odysseus, you know the place you're going only has pleasure, only has positive things for you. The rapport between us and the way you know to trust me means having these words in your head, giving you a memory of having these words in your head, can allow them to become part of your consciousness. Because you can get the firewalls, the defenses out of the way. Let the urge to obey take over. When you hear the perfect voice for you, and I don't know what that voice sounds like in your head, but I know it can be mapped and transposed onto a voice that wants what's best for you. You will hear the perfect, ideal voice. You'll find yourself wanting to hear more of it, wanting to hear enough to send you deeply, deeply down. It's what you wanted all along, to go ever so deep, to find inside yourself a chance to associate this voice with ever-increasing deepness of trance, and therefore with the wide-open vistas of learning, visualizing, imagining, and pleasuring. So more than that, this voice, this perfect voice, will help you slip into trance instantly. When you hear it, you'll just be slipping into trance. That's how it is. The voice is ambrosia itself. It taps on your senses, slithers around your mind, informs you of what you ought to be doing before you realize you ought to be doing it. And what you need to have is more of that voice, lapping it up, as it claims every inch of you, assists you utterly, completely, intensely, and absolutely in finding just where you need to be, in helping you discover yourself through longing so completely for something that all your illusions vanish. It's just how it is. Yes. When you lust for that voice, for my voice, in this case, you know yourself better. That's what it does to you. Imagine. We've been using that word a lot. I imagine the voice would make you experience trance, deep, alluring hypnosis, whenever the word imagine reached your ears, because your mind would start imagining all the places that voice could take you, and visualizing the legend of Odysseus as well. You want to prepare yourself for all the different avenues down which you could go in your mind at the prompting of that siren voice. All the different parts of you that could be exposed, used, pleasured. You might find that voice will and can take you somewhere. Take you somewhere else where anything it says becomes true whenever that voice says the word imagine. To give an example, if the voice, my voice in this case, says imagine you're naked, pleasured, happy, blank, open, receptive, those adjectives would suddenly apply to you. Such a voice pervading your consciousness, persuading your consciousness, listening, struggling to think of ways to do anything other than follow. Yes, you might find the voice will take you where you need to go.